بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال يا بني لا تدخلوا من باب واحد وادخلوا من ابواب متفرقه وما اغني عنكم من الله من شيء حكمه الا لله عليه توكلت وعليه فليتوكل المتوكلون. ولما دخلوا من حيث امرهم ابوهم ما كان يغني عنهم من الله من شيء الا حاجه في نفس يعقوب قضاها وانه لذو علم لما علمناه ولكن اكثر الناس لا يعلمون. In the last verse we discussed that the brother Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, they managed to convince their father Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam to send along with them their younger brother Binyamin, who was also brother Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, so that they may come back to Egypt and they may now get an extra load of provisions from Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam first took from them a promise that you will go with the son of mine Binyamin, and you will look after him, and you not allow the same thing that happened to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam to happen to him. So the sons gave the promises, the oath, and Yaqub alayhi salatu now said, وَقَالَ يَا بَنِيَّ, O my sons, لَا تَدْخُلُوا مِنْ أَبْوَابٍ وَاحِدٍ وَادْخُلُوا مِنْ أَبْوَابٍ مُتَفَرِّقًا. O my sons, do not enter from one door. When you go to Egypt, and now you're going to enter into the area where Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is distributing the wheat, so don't enter from one door, so that you don't catch the eye of people, a group of good-looking, young, strong boys, all entering, young men, all entering together into the kingdom, may catch the eye of people. So all of you do not enter together. وَدْخُلُوا مِنْ أَبْوَابٍ مُتَفَرِّقًا. But rather, some of you enter from different doors. So some of you from this door, some of you from that door. So you don't catch the attention of people. وَمَا أُغْنِي عَنْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. When, oh my son, this is only a plan I'm devising, only some plan I'm giving you. At the end of the day, I'm unable to save you from the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah ta'ala has something else in store, then I cannot do anything beyond that day. I will just take my precaution, I will tell you, to advise you this. But thereafter, up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. All decision lies with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ. I put my trust solely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَلَيْهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ. And upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone should people, should the Muslims, should the believers put their trust. So now the brothers traveled and they came to Egypt. وَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا مِنْ حَيْثَ أَمَرَهُمْ أَبُوهُمْ. And when they entered to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam from the places where their father had told them to enter, meaning from different doors, they entered to the court of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. مَا كَانْ يُغْنِي عَنْهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا حَاجَةً فِي نَفْسِ عُقُوبَ قَضَاهَا. At that time, nothing could save them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except this desire that Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam had in his heart, which he had fulfilled. He had a desire that his sons go there and they don't attract the attention of people. And Allah ta'ala, because of this desire of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it happen such that he entered there without being noticed, without catching the attention of people. وَإِنَّهُ لَذُو عِلْمٍ لِمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ. Allah ta'ala says, certainly Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam possessed great knowledge which we had taught him. He was a Nabi, he was a person of great knowledge. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most of the people did not realize that, did not recognize that.